Oh, who is that?
I don't know. Hey, it's Mr. Putterson.
Oh, no.
Hey, Mr. Putterson.
You Dini?
Yes, I'm Paul Dini.
You Dini? You live here?
Yes, I've lived here for 8 years. You know me.
You got a cat?
No, we don't have a cat.
There's some sort of cat running around my backyard. Took away one of my grandchildren.
It's not our pet. We have Deuce and Muggsy, and we have Hobart, but he's not a cat.
I didn't do it either.
You didn't?
No,
you know anything
I don't
about
want
this?
His grandkids. I don't want anything to do with it.
Big weird-looking cat took away my grandkids. And
I think you need to try to get off the hallucinogenic drugs.
Oh, a cat. That's the weirdest thing. Rashi.
What?
I saw you hanging up that FOSA adoption paper in your room.
Yes, sir, I did.
You didn't happen to take that animal out of the zoo, did you?
Well, I didn't take it so much as invited it to come along with me.
Oh, no.
And he and Holbert made such good friends.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're supposed to, when you adopt an animal from the zoo, you're supposed to leave it there. You get a certificate. You're not allowed to take home a vicious animal from Madagascar to prey on the neighborhood kids.
Well, I didn't bring him home with the intention of preying on the neighborhood kids. That's just a beneficial side effect.
Hey, it's us, and we're doing a fiesta jukebox for Cinco de Mayo.
Si.
Yeah, so it's Super Rica's here.
Si.
Hey.
I am playing DJ.
You're going to play DJ?
I'm playing DJ.
All right.
I am spinning the records.
Nice.
Si.
Well, I had an idea.
Yes.
Can you tell me if you have the Desperado soundtrack there?
Si.
Ah, oh, can you play the bar guitar song for me?
Of course.
Oh, nice. So this one's from the movie Desperado.
Is there something to drink?
Something in the guitar case?
Yeah.
What?
My guitar?
Super Rica,
si.
I would like to hear one of my favorite Mexican songs. It's called Jalisco No Te Rajes. Do you know it?
God si. Bless you.
No, it's actually a Mexican folk song, but Walt Disney used it and transformed it into the theme song, The Three Caballeros.
Oh, is that the one you're going
to
play?
Yeah, we can play that. We can actually
back to back.
Let's play them back to back. Let's play the original and then let's play the Walt Disney version.
Do you have both of those, Super Rica?
See, right here.
Oh my gosh, what a great DJ.
I have a very nice collection. I got it all from Eddie Gordetsky.
Eddie Gordetsky. Does he know it's missing?
No.
Ay, Jalisco.
Jalisco.
Jalisco. Tú tienes tu novia. Que es Guadalajara. que es Guadalajara. Muchacha bonita, la perla más rara de todo Jalisco es mi Guadalajara. Me gusta escuchar los mariachis cantar con el alma sus lindas canciones. Oír cómo suenan esos guitarrones y echarme un tequila con los valentones. ¡Ay, Jalisco, no te rajes! Me sale del alma gritar con calor. Abrir todo el pecho pa' echar este grito. ¡Qué lindo es Jalisco, palabra de honor! Pa' mujeres Jalisco primero, lo mismo en los altos que allá en la cañada. Mujeres muy lindas, rechulas de cara, así son las hembras en Guadalajara. En Jalisco se quiere a la buena, porque es peligroso querer a la mala. Por una morena echar mucha bala y bajo la luna cantar en Chapala. ¡Ay, Jalisco, no te me sale del alma gritar con calor, abrir todo el pecho pa' echar este grito! ¡Qué lindo es Jalisco, palabra de honor! ¡Qué lindo es Jalisco, palabra de honor!
We're three caballeros, three gay caballeros. They say we are birds of a feather. We're happy amigos, no matter where he goes. The one, two, and three goes, we're always together. We're three happy chappies with snappy serappies. You'll find us beneath our sombreros. We're brave and we'll stay so. We're bright as a peso. We say so, the three caballeros. Sing and we samba, we shout, ay caramba!
What means, ay caramba?
Oh yes, I don't know.
To fair or stormy weather, we stand close together, like books on a shelf. And cut so we may be, when some Latin baby says yes, no, or maybe.
Well, Super Iggy played some great songs, but there is a song of Mexican origin, I think, that everybody knows, and it can be summed up in one word.
Sí.
Do you know the word that I'm talking about, Super Ica?
Sí. Tequila.
That was really good, Super Ica. Now, you haven't been drinking the tequila, have you?
No. I drink the mezcal.
Oh, that's very good. Wait a minute. Okay.
Guys, we have to dance. Here.
Okay, what do you got?
Brave Combo, the Mexican hat dance.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Si, si.
By Santana too, so we've got two choices. We've got there's quite a few choices here. So you guys get to vote, and then the people at home do not get to vote.
What, Black Magic Woman?
Black Magic Woman is on my list.
It's more Halloween.
I've also got Oy Como Va. Samba Pati.
How about El Condor Pasa?
Well, hey, which one? Which one by Santana? Are we going to do Samba Pati Oy, como va.
Oy, como va.
Oh, yeah.
Oy, como va.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a Mexican song, Rashi?
La Bamba.
La Bamba? Okay, we know the song. I think
it's me. I know the words.
Muggsy just walked out howling. Okay. You might have to work on your diction a little bit. Absolutely. We have La Bamba. Spin it, Superica.
Bye.
what do you want? What do you want? Oh my God! What am I having, a stroke? I'm having like mini TIAs. I can't even talk.
It's that Dally bar. Wow! It's happening to me.
It's contagious.
Totally. I'm like old lady coughing. We're all having difficulty enunciating. It's terrible. Did you want to hear a song? I mean, like, you need to hurry up and play a song before we like puke.
I want to sing a song. Lowrider.
Oh, you have Lowrider, Sabrina?
Yes, I can play that, but I want to sing a song.
What is it?
I will start playing after Lowrider. Another special song.
What is it?
It is Salsa de Border down Mexico Way.
Ooh, who's singing it?
Frankie Sinatra.
Frankenstein, perfect.
A great Mexican singer.
Yes.
He's from Hoboken, Mexico.
Yes, okay.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico way. Was a picture in old Spanish lace, just for a tender while I kissed the smile upon her face, 'cause it was fiesta and we were so gay. south of the border, Mexico way. Then she sighed as she whispered mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered mañana, 'cause our tomorrow never came. South of the border, I jumped back one day. There in a veil of white by the candlelight, she knelt to pray. The mission bells told me that I mustn't stay. South of the border, Mexico way. The mission bells told me, ding dong, that I must not stay. Stay south of the border, down Mexico way.
Here's a Cinco Minutos. La Camisa Negra, Arroyito, I Know You Want Me, Calle Ocho by Pitbull.
How about Living La Vida Loca?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, I just made a Honey Boo Boo face. It's super good. Do you have Living La Vida Loca? Ezra wants it.
Oh, of course. It's right here.
I need to live my crazy life. Mm-hmm.
She's into superstitions, black cats and voodoo dolls. I feel a premonition, that girl's gonna make me fall. She's into new sensations, new kicks in the candlelight. She's got new addictions for every day and night. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live a crazy life, but she'll take away your pain like a bullet to your brain. Upside, inside out, she's living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you down. Living la vida loca. Her lips are devil red and her skin's the color mocha. She will wear you out. Living la vida loca. Living la vida loca. She's living la vida loca.
Welcome to New York City. In a funky cheap hotel, she took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne. Once you've had a taste of her, you'll never be the same. You should make you go insane. We'll be right back.
about Rancho Grande? Do you have that by one of those famous cowboy stars?
Yes, I have it by Roy Orbison.
Well, follow your heart with that one, Super Rica. Let's hear one of them.
I'd love to roam out yonder, out where the buffalo wander. Free as the eagle flying, I'm a roping and a tying, I'm a roping and a tying. Give me my ranch and my cattle, far from the great city's rattle. Give me a big herd to battle, for I just love herding cattle. I am the Rancho Grande, I out on Dividia. Happy una rancherita, que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía. Te voy a hacer tus calzones, como los que el ranchero, de los cabos de cuero, de los cabos de cuero. I'd love to roam out yonder, out where the buffalo wander. Free as the eagle flying, I'm a roping and a tying, I'm a roping and a tying. Give me my ranch and my cattle, far from the gray city's rattle. Give me a big herd to battle, for I just love herding cattle. I am the Rancho Grande, I out on Dividia. Happy una rancherita, que alegre me decía.
You know, we would be remiss if we did not pause on Cinco de Mayo to honor one of the greatest Hispanic performers.
Yes, the patron saint.
Yes. And somebody who I know you're a huge fan of, Rashi.
Yeah.
Because he can get away with just about anything.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking, of course, about the great Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah.
I love Speedy. So,
it's like Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah, Slowpoke Rodriguez, yes. Actually, he's the one who got Speedy kicked off the air because everybody loves Speedy because he's a hero, but Slowpoke was a little bit...
racist?
Oh, and a tiny bit of a parody.
Non-PC.
Non-PC, I would say, but Speedy is great.
So what are we playing?
Well, here's a little song from Speedy from the new Looney Tunes show.
Down in what is Mexico, in a small adobe house, Rosalita Gonzalez gave birth to a handsome little mouse. The whole town came to celebrate the baby being born. But when they got back home, they found that all the cheese was gone. When it comes to steel cheese,
queso barrido.
He'll set fire to the streets with his tiny mousy feet to the Maria Bibi.
Queso barrido.
Do not leave your cheese unattended. Get her Monterrey Jack or blended. I will sneak inside of your pueblo. We'll leave you of all your manchego.
Careful not to take a siesta. You will have no cheese for
fiesta.
By the federales, Sunday, a human eat tamales.
Think I can be if they try.
You'll outrun them every time.
It's so bendito.
And then the other one that I was thinking, Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, Cuban Pete?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay, all right.
Cuban Pete.
Yes. Okay.
That's Cuba, though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Now, we're going to stretch it a little bit.
We're going to stretch it all the way across the Caribbean.
Now, because we talked about Speedy Gonzalez, we also have to honor another great Hispanic performer.
Is he Hispanic, though? He's from Cuba.
Well, he's from Cuba, but that the
Latin America,
Hispaniola, you know, that was the old
so
name
ignorant.
For... Wasn't Hispaniola the old name for Cuba, or was that a different place?
But anyway, you know what? You're just making stuff up now.
Okay,
just
all right.
Just play your song.
But Desi Arnaz, you know, the great Hispanic performer, and here he is with his big hit, Cuban Pete.
About Sloppy Joe, the Latin Lothario, but Havana has a new sensation. He's really a modest guy, although he's the hottest guy in Havana. And here's what he has to say.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete. I'm the craze of my native street. When I start to dance, everything goes chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. The senoritas, they sing and how they swing with this rumbero is very nice. So full of spice. And when they're dancing, they bring a happy ring. Never a carol, singing a song all the day long. So if you like the beat, take a lesson from Cuban Pete, and I'll teach you to chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom. Si, senorita, I know that you will like the cheeky boom chick, 'cause it's the dance of Latin romance. And Cuban Pete doesn't teach you in a hurry like Arthur Murray. You're now in Havana, and there's always mañana. So, senorita, please, take it easy, do it with ease. And you'll love it when you do the chick, chick, chicky boom, chick, chicky boom. Chick, 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 chicky boom, chick, chicky boom, chick, chicky boom.
Okay, you can't get much farther away from Mexico than that.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. But
you had it, and it's a fun song, and
it's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, and to our listener in Mexico, we are sending out your T-shirt.
Oh, hello. Do you have the address?
I do.
All right, I'll send it tomorrow.
Great. Backing up a little bit.
We want to reveal what the answer was, so everyone knows.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I suppose we probably should do something.
Yeah. The answer was. What was on Gabe's? She actually got both parts of it. It was a trick answer, as it turns out. It was, I heart guapo, Senor Guapo, but also it was the chemicadesin was on the button too.
Wow.
So there was that.
What's a chemicadesin?
That was the chemical that affected the kid's abilities. So if you put on the button, that's why everybody got sick.
That's right. That was what happened in the episode.
That's
right. It's been a long time since I've seen that. That show's good. We should watch it again.
Yeah. I heard
the creator was really cute, too.
Oh, thank you. I got a nice, direct message from Ryan Pinkston the other day.
Yeah? How's he doing?
Yeah, great. I'd written something on Twitter about going to see Iron Man at the drive-in. Mm-hmm. And
yes, without your pants.
Yeah.
I told you to have a good time.
Nice.
That's right. And then... And then he said, hey, where is the drive-in? And I said, well, we go to Mission Tiki. We go to Industry, or we go to Mission Tiki off in the Claremont area.
We do.
So I did.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Oh, we got to go Mission Tiki.
You watch your pronoun use, pal. I ain't never been.
All right.
Well. I've been thinking recently. I got to go see a drive-in soon. That sounds really fun.
Yeah. Well, Iron Man 3 is a perfect drive-in movie. It's actually a lot.
They tell
of fun.
You got to buy movie tickets. You're like, no, I'm just pulling in to do a donut.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just take off.
That's how I judged.
Hi, Emily.
I don't need the movie.
Emily's just laughing. Oh, she has no microphone. That's the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life. She's just sitting there with just a cable on a stand.
My battery died.
Oh, my gosh.
What the hell happened?
Well, wave real loud, Emily.
I have 5 batteries here. They all died.
What kind do you need?
9-volt.
I have a 9-volt battery. What if you just asked me for a 9-volt battery?
It happened during the podcast. I thought I got a good one.
Oh, my God. You could have interrupted any of those things without a problem for a battery. Any
it was all important.
Oh my gosh.
All so important.
Let me get you a battery.
This is the most important podcast we've had.
Oh, come on.
I can talk about the Iron Man premiere. That was fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, how was it?
So I went to the Iron Man 3 premiere and for
Wouldn't
a one
be funny
long
if that battery was also dead.
Yeah, hysterical. And I was debating if I should go or not because that meant I would have had to have put on pants.
Right, you're mortal enemy.
And when I work out of the house, I just put on like running shorts or something.
You do realize that in your rogues gallery, is just pants.
Pants, yeah.
Not quite the Joker, dude.
No, but
you give the Batman all these. The Batman. What am I? 90? The Batman. You give Batman all these great rogues, and yours is like.
I've got a better rogues gallery than that.
Who else?
Kathy Griffin.
Really?
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Blech.
I wouldn't want her as my rogue.
That Komodo dragon that tried to kill me?
That's a good one, too.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Those two hoods from a long time ago.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know, assorted enemies here and there.
And pants,
yeah.
Is your mic working now?
I always grow out of my pants.
Is her mic working
now?
Does
it work?
Oh, we have voice. That I should have taken a photograph of that. It was the saddest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, how are you, Emily? And she just kind of indicates the cord like, oh, well. Oh, my gosh. Terrible.
You know who else must hate pants, too?
Me?
No.
Who?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah, because she bore her butt for
she
you.
She wasn't wearing any last week at Ironman.
She just knew you were going to be there.
Mm. Yeah. All right. She walks around with two
she
panels.
She sent me a note that said, you're welcome.
Oh, that was nice of her.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, she didn't. So, how was the movie?
Great.
Since you're the only one in the room who's seen it, you bastard.
I thought it was terrific.
Good.
Yeah. There are a lot of like, hey, wait a minute moments in it, but you're having such a good time that it's like a Bond movie.
It's a Swiss cheese story with a lot of good time.
With some great moments and some great character moments.
Okay.
You see all the great places where they're going to add the extra Chinese footage?
They might, yes.
The ancient Chinese secret footage?
Dr. Wu.
I've heard about this. Yeah, they're marketing specifically to the Chinese market with this movie, and they made extra scenes just for China with Chinese-based characters, including an X-Men mutant, who is supposed to be in Sony, but I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't know about that.
Zing Bing or whatever her name is, who's playing Blink or something.
I don't know. If there is such a thing that takes place at a level that I'm not aware of. I know that the movie I saw was pretty darn good, so it was
good. Maybe that's why the story has Swiss cheese in it.
Why?
For American audiences, because they tied it together for the Chinese footage.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't, I'm curious to see what culturally would play in China that we either wouldn't get or not be interested in.
Yeah, wait, they've been slowly leaking little teases of what's going to be in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it looking good, or is it just kind of...
It just looks like stuff in China and then little girl mutant running around, I guess. I don't
boy.
Know.
Little girl?
Well, she's young. I guess she's like 20s or something.
Oh, that's not a little girl. That's an old
I hope
girl.
They don't stick Fing Fang Foom in there.
Okay.
I'd be real disappointed if they did a movie with Fing Fang Foom and we didn't get to see it.
What's a Fing Fang Foom?
Fing Fang Foom is a giant Chinese dragon who's a mortal enemy of a lot of the Marvel heroes. He
sounds like a made-up.
He's like a Godzilla type creature. Although if you in the previews for Pacific Rim, there are giant creatures up the wazoo. Man, it's just...
What's Pacific Rim?
Pacific Rim is Guillermo del Toro's new movie.
Oh, I haven't seen
it. Giant robots.
It's giant robots fighting giant Godzilla kaiju, which
Thank God. We needed one of those.
Yeah.
We definitely did.
Yeah, it's great.
I can't wait.
It looks terrific.
It's going to be like Christmas Eve at your house.
Yeah.
Your family's house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that we can see at the drive-in.
What, Christmas Eve at your family's house?
Well, no.
You did just have all those old home videos converted.
Oh, I did. That's right.
About a square-up reel.
Oh, yeah. I had all my...
Do you know what a square up reel is? You just gave me the eye.
No, I was looking...
Square up reel is this. when they would play a crappy movie at the drive-in, they would have a 15-minute roll of, like, boobs.
What?
What?
And they called it a square-up reel, and it was, like, risque footage, and it was sort of, like, storyless, and it was just... And what it was for was if they showed a particularly bad movie, people would start complaining loudly and throwing drinks and things, and so they would put on the square-up reel to shut up the kids.
Wow.
How do you know this?
That is not today's...
Really?
Yes.
Standards. That's...
Wow.
They would not get away with that now. Everyone's complaining, and then there's boobs. Oh, now you got me more complaining.
Complaining? No. People would be like, all right, we're good. I swear to God.
This was at the drive-ins in Michigan?
Square-up reel.
Square-up reel.
Must be a Midwest thing. I've never heard of it.
Well, I've never been to the drive-in. I just heard of it.
You've never been to a drive? We went to the drive-in. We saw...
Yeah, Mexican peed on our car.
Oh, well.
That was disappointing. You know, one time a homeless guy was peeing on my friend Teresa's car. Did I talk about this? She was so proud of it. She got this brand new white, I don't know what it was, but it was very expensive. I think it was a Lexus, like when Lexus was new. I don't know how long Lexus has been around. But anyway, she was very proud of this vehicle. And she was like, she was just over 40, and she was, you know, still single, and it was like... The one really good thing that she was really happy, you know, was going on with her life. And she felt like she finally had it together. She was going to treat herself. I think she had split with her boyfriend of forever. And buys herself this car. So she parks it behind the office. I'm working in a dental office with her. And she's so proud of it. And so at lunch, she calls us all out to see her car. And there's a hobo out there pissing on it.
Wow.
And I said, I don't think he likes it, T. She was like, oh my God, oh no. That was pretty excellent.
That kind of takes the wind out of your sails as a new car owner, you know, like.
Have a hobo pissing on it?
Yeah, it's
well,
not.
Well, I mean, you know what was really a bummer was it was like right where the gas tank is.
Oh, so
like
she had to touch it.
I'm sure she did not touch it.
No, you drive that thing right to the car wash.
And you say, open the gas tank, clean that shit out.
Yeah,
nasty.
That's deliberate nonsense.
It was
that's
funny,
terrible.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
So, we were talking about Iron Man, not Teresa's car.
Well, I did get my family's home movies converted to...
You did that.
...disc. And now everybody in my family is calling me saying... Can I see that? I want to see that. I want to look at it.
You asked me
just
to burn
a Dropbox for everything. Go get it here.
I'd like to burn off
I'm
some copies of it.
Yeah.
Just clone the DVD. But you know what I wanted to ask you is, do you want to actually edit the footage first and then make it as a DVD? Because we can do that. Or do you want to just clone the DVD, burn the DVD as is, and then send it off?
I'm sorry, I think I would rather do that because... I'd rather just clone it and send it off.
Okay.
Because we're having that family reunion over July. And I think what Bruce and I are going to do, my brother Bruce and I are going to do is actually edit it one weekend up at his house.
All right. So how many copies of this am I making?
Mom wants one, Dad wants one, and Bruce wants one. So if I could have three copies of it.
Don't you want to send one to the other two as well? Or do you want to wait till it's edited?
You know what? Is it going to take you a long time to do it?
No. Once it's in, it just takes a little while.
Oh, all right.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Am I in your way?
Well, I'd say three. You know, like three to begin with. I can send one to Bruce, and then he can start the editing, and then Dad wanted to see it, and then I'll give Mom... I'm seeing Mom in New York next week, so I'll just give her... I'll bring her a copy, and I'll show it to her there.
You can show it to Jane on your computer.
And I'll show it to Jane on my computer, and we can look at it there. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I wish we had?
What?
A few more birds made of pom-poms. That's what I wish.
Oh, those are good.
I think we could probably use a few more, don't you guys think?
Who did those? Jennifer Murphy.
Jennifer Murphy.
Yeah.
What?
I'll do it.
You'll make some?
Birds
make
out of pom-poms?
Those things are really cute. I like the little strawberry one.
Yeah.
Oh, she can do it.
A couple of those are originals, like handmade. Like
they're all originals and handmade.
Yeah, but she did some
That's
for mass production. But I did get you a few like that she just made herself.
It's like $395 for a bird made out of pom poms, for what? Real.
Wasn't the little seal
for real?
What?
That's Christmas Chick is one of Jennifer Murphy's.
Yeah, but Christmas Chick is still MIA.
I don't know where Christmas Chick
Saddest thing ever.
Yeah.
Goodness, I just noticed the Batman Joker storyboards up there.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice
wow,
that Mark signed
gorgeous.
It in the lower left-hand corner?
Yep.
Wow.
Mark Hamill. Kevin hasn't. You should have Kevin Conroy sign it, too. Does it come apart?
It probably does.
Mark signed it on Batman's side.
I don't know.
What a clown.
Well, I think Kevin signed it.
I don't think he did. It says The End. On the other side. No. Unless he signed it down the right-hand side.
So which episode is that?
Laughing Fish.
That is Laughing Fish. Okay.
Bruce did the storyboard for that himself.
Eyes aren't that great from here.
Man, that's just killer storyboard.
So gorgeous. You said that those pieces were produced for the Warner Brothers store?
Yes.
How many did they make?
There's probably an edition number on those. They probably did, I don't know, 1,500 of those, maybe 500.
Is it a reproduction of the storyboard, or did everyone have a different storyboard?
No, it's a reproduction of the finale of The Laughing Fish, which is a great Batman versus the Joker fight. It's like classic, you know, fight.
To describe it for our audience, it's it looks like a cell shadow box of Batman, Joker doing...
standing back to back.
Back to back. And about 2 dozen or 3 dozen storyboard images behind them.
And it looks right. It looks like a giant comic strip with the two characters superimposed in front of it. Mm-hmm. That was like the best part of... One of the best parts about doing the Batman show is when Bruce would...
63 squares are there.
When Bruce would direct an episode or do the storyboard himself, it was just like nobody could touch. We had a lot of great board people, and a lot of directors did their own boards. But man, you know, when one of those would come in, like Heart of Ice or this, or
Heart of Ice is a great story.
The Man Who Killed Batman. He did he did the whole Joker eulogy for Batman. He did that all himself, and it's such great acting from him and from Mark Hamill. And it was one of those moments where I just, as a writer, when I sit down to work on something and I'm writing something like that, I can kind of hear it in my head and I can kind of see it, like how it's going to look. And I'm going, like, I just have tremendous fun writing it. And there, I've been lucky. There are a lot of things that I've been able to do. Like Hulk is kind of like that right now.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because you're working on Hulk and the Agents of Smash. For those of you guys who don't know, that's coming out this summer.
Yeah, I've finally seen some teaser images. They look great.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I was listening to it the other day, and I said, what's going on in there? And he told me, and I said, little boys are going to love that show. And he was quiet for a minute. He goes, big boys are going to love this show.
Yeah.
It's more grown up than Spider-Man, Ultimate Spider-Man.
Well, it's like most of the characters are adults, with the exception of, you know, but, you know, Rick is kind of, he's actually
A-bomb, you mean?
Yeah, he's actually a year or two older than Spidey, I think.
Yeah, but the situations are more grown up, and the deliveries are more grown up. You know, like where Drake has a really young, Drake Bell is the guy who does Spider-Man, super nice guy.
Yeah.
Actually super nice and really talented. But he's got a very kind of teenager-y sound to his voice, you know, and I'm not doing him at all.
Well, that's action, and the stories are more upbeat, whereas...
Right, it's brighter.
Yes.
You know, whereas as Hulk's is a little more dark. It's not dark. But it's a little more, it's just more grown up. It's more mature.
And yet, oddly enough,
which
the characters.
Odd, because it's all like farty, you know?
And the characters themselves are more infantile. You know,
right, that's what I mean.
Way.
They're like that's giant funny. Babies.
Which is like, it's like, you know, what if you cast, you know, you did a superhero show and cast NFL players? Or
it's
actually World Wrestling.
Playing Muppet Babies or something.
Yeah, yeah. World Wrestling Federation guys, and they had to, or World Wrestling Entertainment guys, and they all had to get along. So that'll be a lot of fun. So, can you talk about your show at the Magic Castle last week?
It was fun.
Oh, it was good?
Yep. That was fun. Yeah. I did a show at the Magic Castle last week. I was on a motion capture stage all last week.
Yep.
I sold pieces of my makeup line last week.
Very nice.
I've got logos kicking for that, which is crazy and fun. I'm trademarking it. I don't even know what else is going on. Big, fun, amazing things, and I can't remember any of them.
I don't know. It's all in a whirl. Like, we went over what we had to do this week. And it's like one
this
of those.
This week is kind of light for me. Last week was crazy.
Well, for me, this is like one of those weeks that sort of exists. There is no, it's just sort of like a stream of present because it's almost like it's already happened because I'm so busy.
Yes.
Tomorrow we start recording season.
I like those shoes.
You know, some new episodes at 8 a.m. in the morning.
Blech,
and
then o'clock. That's what time that is.
Then I go from right there to the dentist. Then I go right back to recording with Seth Green, and then I go right to San Diego for the dogs for their checkup.
Oh my God, we're doing that tomorrow.
And then Thursday we're back, and then it just I have to go right from there to another meeting on Thursday, and then it's just like the week is over.
Yeah, it just flew by.
And then Monday I'm in that villains movie.
Yeah.
And then
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are going to be really busy for me too next week. It's just crazy. Like, I mean, you know, I had 3 sessions yesterday.
Wow.
3 voiceover sessions yesterday. And I'm like, oh, I wasn't busy at all this week. But I guess I am.
Yeah.
Today was kind of a light day. But I was back and forth to Voice Tracks West. I went and did a like a fun, I call them like Good Samaritan visits. I went and took In-N-Out Burgers to the staff at the Magic Castle. And I was like, hey, everybody. And I had 4 boxes of In-N-Outs. And they were like,
oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Like, it was really fun. Trish went with... Oh, there we go. We got the Trish Alasky.
There you go.
Oh,
good.
Snuck her in. Mm-hmm. And you can sneak in Scott when you talk about New York, I guess. So we'll be squared away with that, too. But she went with me. I picked her up. We went to In-N-Out, and we brought back 20 hamburgers, 20 cheeseburgers, 10 fries. And we took it all in there, and everyone was like, yeah. You know, by the time we got it back, it was kind of cold, and it's like, oh.
People don't care if it's In-N-Out.
Because it's In-N-Out. Yeah. Which is funny, because, I mean, we're back on Freshology again, so I didn't have any. And here we are having Joy Feet, which is not Freshology.
For all you people who don't get In-N-Out, I feel sorry for you. Oh,
yeah.
So good.
I kept calling it Hot and Now.
No,
it's not as bad. I mean, that's bad, but there's a reason.
Great name.
Well, there was Hot and Now hamburgers by my house. It was owned by Taco Bell. And it was like this brief, I think they may still be open, but I doubt it because I'd go there. But it was
I've never seen it.
Hamburger chain. Yeah. I think, you know where Hot Now used to be is where by my sister's old house where they put the rallies in that still has my Swiss and mushroom
sauce. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Very specific about my burgers. Rallies has Swiss and mushroom sauce. Stop it. Mm-hmm. It's so good. And the one over here has it sometimes. And I found it out here. I was like, oh, I could only get it in Michigan. And so when I get off the plane, I'd rent a car and go right to Rallies because there's one right by the airport. Get a Swiss and mushroom burger, be in Michigan, and be like, woo, Swiss and mushroom burgers and red cherry dip on my Dairy Queen ice cream.
We still do that. We still, like, when...
Had that?
The nights we come in.
I can give it to you. We bought Dilly Bars. Would you like an ice cream? Vanilla ice cream with cherry hard dip.
That sounds awesome.
Do you want to know it? Do you want to know it?
Yeah.
I'll be right back. You want to know it?
No, I know it.
You don't want it?
I want to know it.
You're crazy.
Well, there are only four of them, I think.
There's only four of us.
Well, no, I'm good. Thank you. I don't know. Every once in a while, like we do a lot of traveling, and we'll come across a chain that we don't know anything about. I don't know anything about Hot and Now, but a few years ago, we were in Wyoming, and we came upon Taco John's. Like, we were driving, and we were really hungry, and we stopped in an A&W, but we're driving all day from Yellowstone to Sheridan, which is a big trip.
I was going to say, A&W is one of those that I always have to try because we don't have enough down here by us.
Well, the A&W was really good, but by the time we got to Sheridan, we're really hungry again, and then we kept seeing Taco John's, and I'm saying, just the name. I'm going to the Taco John.
Ew!
And, you know...
That's no good, man.
No, but then it's like, finally, there was the only place that we were so hungry, we had to stop.
Hold
and
on.
We ate there.
Hold on. What's the verdict? Do you like it or hate it?
That's kind of awesome.
I told you.
It's like an orange creamsicle, but with cherry, and it's perfect.
It's kind of, yeah.
In Michigan, you can get your ice cream cone and have them just dip it in there.
Yeah.
And they put this stuff.
Shut your mouth.
Right. Shut your mouth. They have this stuff called peanut brittle, which is not. It's like just wadded up sugar and sprinkles and nuts, and it's all in a bowl. Mm-hmm. And they can dip it in cherry and then put that stuff on it. I used to work at Dairy Queen when I was little. Mm-hmm. So you were talking about the John and the taco?
Taco John.
Taco toilet.
We ate there, and I remember we really liked it. It was really pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like, their tacos were really good. It was better than Taco Bell. It was even better than my old standby, which is Jack in the Box tacos. When you're out late at night, you got
to eat. My grandma likes those.
Jack in the Box tacos.
My cousin Janine likes them too, yeah.
That's because they're more like a wonton than anything else.
I don't like them.
You don't like them?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
There's only three Hot and Nows, and they're all in Michigan.
I told you.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Hot and not going to be for very long now.
Hot and... Yeah. Hot and no.
Hot and no. I like Tubby's.
Oh, butter what? Yeah.
Tubby's sandwiches are pretty good.
Yeah. Is Tubby's Michigan only, too? Tubby's
subs? I don't know. I think they're in more places, but it's like Bob Evans and... What's a donut place that...
Dunkin' Donuts?
No, Kevin Smith really likes it. It's Tim Hortons.
Oh yeah,
because those are all in Canada. So he goes and goes to Tim Hortons and then goes to hockey games, or so I've been told.
If you don't like it, you don't have to eat it.
Oh no, I love it.
Oh okay.
They look kind of like frozen caramel apples. Candy apples.
Yeah, they kind of do, except they're so good.
Yeah.
Emily found a horrible prank candy apple where you take onions and color them with a candy apple red and it makes them look like candy apples.
Ew.
Ew. Wow.
Are you looking up Tubby's?
Tubby's is all East Coast.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think, wait. No, that's the... No, it looks like it's all Michigan. Sorry.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay. And what's
Chick-fil-A is just out here, but I can't eat at Chick-fil-A.
Cracker Barrel we have.
Cracker Barrel I love. Like but the then again, the nearest Cracker White Barrel Castle. Is in Yuma.
I've never had a White Castle except for the frozen microwavable hamburgers, what? And those are
take
gross.
310.
Yeah, that's not to Yuma okay. For Cracker Barrel, right, yeah.
Sonics are very few and far between here. I always have to stop at those.
Sonic you can actually go to in... you go over the Tajon Pass, and there's a split that goes up towards San Francisco, and yeah. There's a split that goes to Bakersfield. Once you're on the Bakersfield, within 10 miles, there's a Sonic.
Yeah, whenever I go up there or down to San Diego, I try to hit the Sonics either way.
Is there one in San Diego?
There's one on the way to San Diego, like near the Air Force Base or in the Air Force Base. Or
really?
You have to have a passport to get into it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
There's one over by...
What, at Camp Pendleton?
Yeah.
One time I was driving, I was driving through Texas, and I was going through like rural West Texas, and I was going to a restaurant which we've eaten at called Riata, which is in Alpine,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
and I wanted to make it there for lunch because I had heard this was before we were married, and I wanted to make it there, and I wanted to make it there, and like because I heard the food was so good, and my mom had cookbooks from the places, and my whole family were all real foodies, and I wanted to make it there, and it's just like all I can dream about is going to Riata and having a big, you know, cowboy steak or something. And I get there, and it's 2:05, and they just closed, and they're sweeping it up. And it's like, no, I drove all this way. When are you opening? We'll open again at 5. Well, I got to eat something, and then there's Sonic. So I went and ordered, like, everything on the Sonic menu and just ate it out of spite. And then I drove on, and I went to Cibolo Creek. That was, like, my first time at Cibolo.
Mm.
Oh, it's talking about... Mexican culture. I made Mexican food last week, which mm-hmm. you did not eat.
Right.
I made...
Well, he tells me there's stew on the stove with chicken and fruit. No! No thanks!
It's from Central Mexico.
I hate stewed meat. Chicken's okay, but not with fruit in it.
It was mancha manteles.
It was man of la mancha. I don't care what it was. I don't want it.
It's called... It's colloquially known as tablecloth strainer because it's like a mole... With chicken, you take chicken, you make a mole sauce, and it's like a pineapple pear mole. I mean, or it has that in it. It's quite delicious. It was very good.
All right. Well, I want to hear the three from the Three Amigos.
Oh, the Three Amigos we can play also. What is it, Rashi?
I would like a Nachos Bel Grande with 2 ranchero chicken soft tacos and a side of pico de gallo.
Ooh, boy, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Let's get in the car.
No, I want Sabrina to make it.
Oh, well, I was going to go run and get some.
Oh, I thought we were requesting.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good request.
Yeah. Well, let's go get it now. Let's just end this. It's kind of weird anyways.
Yeah, all right.
All right. I love everybody.
You love everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Do you have something dashing and daring that you can take us out with, Super Rica?
Si, si.
Out of the night, when the full moon is bright, comes the horseman known as Zorro. This bull's red again, carves a Z with his blade.
a Z that stands for Zorro. Zorro, the fox so cunning and free. Zorro makes the sign of the Z. Zorro.
This has been another episode of Radio Rashi. If you've enjoyed this episode, let everyone know by leaving a review in the iTunes Store. It's a great way to help others find us. You can also leave comments on RadioRashi.com, Facebook.com/RadioRashi, or follow us on Twitter at Radio Rashi or at Paul_Dini to leave us questions. Thanks for listening, and tell your friends.